Hey, everybody, Jeff Dunham. And for those of you just joining us from Facebook, we did a little commercial over there to have you join us, but we're in the garage, we're in the workshop, and Matt McNeil, my buddy right over here on the MacBook Pro sitting there. So we're getting ready to have some fun, and like I told everybody, we are going to build a body for this new dummy in record time. I'm going to do it right here on the workbench. I have the parts and pieces ready to go, and this is the dummy head that we're working on. This is my going to be my internet troll, and if you saw the first couple episodes, this is part five. But Matt, did you say you put them all together in one episode? What are we doing?
I did. Well, when we did it first on YouTube, we had some technical issues that made it kind of three episodes.
Oh, yeah, because I kept losing the signal. Yeah, kept losing signal, right.
I'm putting it all together.
For Facebook, you're putting it all together, but on YouTube, it remains separate.
Yeah, it just makes sense to leave it like it was on YouTube.
Okay.
We'll make it easy on Facebook. It'll just be one longer episode.
All right, and we still don't have a name for this guy yet. But, you know, I don't think we name this guy until we have him all together. His wig is on. He's talking. Then I think we get everybody to send in their names. And maybe, you know, the name that we pick, and maybe that person wins tickets to a show that I don't have planned now. Yeah. And Lord knows.
We're planning them a little later.
Yeah, we're planning them later, whatever. But, by the way, I want to get this out of the way. I posted a picture the other day of me shaving my head, my head shaved. And I can't believe how many people, Matt, were suckered into that. It was April 1st, for God's sakes. It was April Fool's. So let me
have to say, it was very convincing.
It was convincing because the makeup guy that did it, we did it on an episode of Leno a couple years ago. It was 2 years ago. And for those of you who might have missed it, let me just show you the photo here. This is crazy. But here we go. So this is the photo right here. And that's like... stinking nuts how good that is. I mean, you can't tell the difference. It looks legit, but that's a skinhead wig, and then they did the makeup on top of the skin, on top of the silicone thing, and yeah, I never shaved my head. So, but let me show you the other from that. But from one of Leno's episodes, we were driving around this crazy car in Las Vegas, and what's the name of the episode, Matt? Do we know? I can't remember.
No, I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up, but I can look it up real quick.
But it's one of the few that we were in Vegas. And then backstage after the episode, after driving this crazy car around, this happened. So, yeah, there's Jay and I getting arrested. But we didn't really get arrested. So let's move on to this body building. Hey, I should have called it bodybuilding. Right? What are you doing? Why are you so distracted?
That would have been a good SEO.
Yeah, get Fausto to change it. Call Jeff Dunham Body. Now, then people are never going to watch. So what we did last time was we were working on the hands, and I had sculpted some hands before, and this is one of the hands that I had sculpted years and years ago. They were making Walter. They were oversized, and I scanned them, and I never used them. I sculpted them and never used them. But then what we did, except for Little Jeff. We used them for Little Jeff. The ventriloquist dummy that you can get at my website right now. By the way, Matt, Little Jeff, because of this segment, is actually selling really, really well. It's amazing. People are like nothing to do. They're teaching themselves ventriloquism, so they go get Little Jeff at my website, and it has a DVD teaching you ventriloquism. So kids are doing it. Adults are doing it. Yeah, something to do. Why not? All right, so they ended up being Little Jeff hands, and then the other day we scanned them. I then printed them, and if you can see down here on the table, here are the printed ones. They're slightly smaller. I printed them smaller, so these are going to be the hands for the guy that we're working on right now. So let's take them over here. Oh, I'm eventually going to do feet because he's going to be barefoot, and these are feet from Diane, a dummy that I made for a movie called Dinner for Schmucks, where I was this crazy, I was one of the schmucks, and I built, in the movie, I built this female dummy that I thought was actually my wife. Anyway, so Matt, I don't know if you knew this, but Audrey, my wife, modeled her own feet. So she sat there with bare feet, and I kind of sculpted her feet. So those, it's kind of creepy, but those are kind of look like Audrey's feet. Yeah, so there you go.
I did not know that those were Audrey's feet.
They are. So anyway, so for this new guy, I didn't want him to have these feminine cartoon-looking feet, so I'm going to do something new. Anyway, so let's pull these guys over there. These are the hands that we're going to put on this body that we're going to build for the dummy. And, Matt, I don't know about you, but, how do I build these bodies? Well, it's kind of like the heads, but worse. In other words, I use whatever I have. And the body is not something that's all that really important. It just has to support the head and wear the clothes. So underneath, it's like it is truly a Hollywood prop. Because when you see, Matt, you know when you see Hollywood props in person, it's like a car, it's a big disappointment. Because they're usually just beat all to hell, and they're fiberglass and plywood and chicken wire. And some of my dummies' bodies, I get going so fast that I just piece them together and they hold up, but it's not exactly the most glamorous craftsmanship. But especially during this time right now, Matt, during the pandemic, I really am having to cobble this stuff together with whatever I have on hand, because I'm not going to Home Depot. We're not supposed to be going anywhere right now. So, right. But like you, I never throw anything away. You don't either, do you? No.
No, I've got a garage full of crap that one day.
Yeah, but it's because you build things. You're into the horror stuff, into the monster stuff, and you build your kids' Halloween costumes. So I being the same kind of craftsman, because I'm always making stuff, I don't ever throw anything away. So I had to find pieces of wood today that would work for this body. And this is the funniest one to me. Debbie Keller, my longtime friend and publicist, gave me some tequila way back when. And I actually used the box, and it was a beautiful box. I never threw away the box. I drank the tequila fairly quickly, but I never threw away this beautiful wooden box because the wood was fantastic that came with the Diablo tequila. And so Diablito... I kept it and I've used the wood. And also, my boys, when I built this for them in the backyard, their playhouse right there, their play yard, when I built that for them, I had a bunch of cedar left over. And I couldn't throw away that cedar. So thankfully, I saved
all... No, that wood was too good.
Yeah, the wood is great. So I saved all those scraps and I used that cedar. And also, there's baling wire involved here. There's some hot glue. I'm not going to get into the fiberglass stuff today, but let's show you how these bodies are built. And here we go. Let me put this over here. Okay.
Thank you, Bruce.
How about now?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, good. All right. So, the bodies on these dummies are not all that glamorous. Oh, I wish I had a little Jeff. What's wrong, Matt?
I was going to say, you might want to tilt up and pan just a little bit towards you.
Because all I'm looking at is you. Okay, great.
Yeah, it's all about me at the moment.
You know what I need to do? I need to take everybody over here and go get the body for little Jeff. This. Did I lose you again? Did I hit a button? No. There. Hold, Matt, I'll be right back. So I'm going to go in here and get little Jeff because little Jeff can show us in a very simple form how a body is made. Okay, so this is one of the little Jeffs that we sell online. I'm not doing this as a commercial. I'm just showing you by example because he's a lot easier to mess with right now. But, okay, let me put this camera back up. This is all low-tech, single guy doing, not single guy, a single, I mean a guy that's by himself. There's nowhere to lay this stuff. Okay, here we go.
That's isolated.
Isolated, that's it. Isolated with my family. I gotta tell you, Matt, if you're one of the lucky people who has maintained, or not sick, and you can stay that way. I'm just trying to find the positive. There's not much with this right now, but I'm trying, everybody's trying to make the best of it. And I just say, just try and embrace this time. None of us are ever going to be through anything like this again, hopefully. And if you can find anything positive about it, find something positive to do with your time. Don't sit around and get fat. I mean, I wake up every morning at 5:30 and work out for an hour, and then the boys are up by 6:30, and then we're homeschooling and doing all that. Then when Audrey takes them for 4 hours, I have all this to do, and then we have lunch, and they take a nap, and then after that, I get the boys for the second half of the day. But I'm taking advantage of that time. Those 4 hours is out here in the workshop doing stuff and getting something done and just kind of trying to make the best of it. It's so easy to get depressed and so easy to just sit back and say, I'm so bored. I would just say try and do the opposite. Try and find something, some way to better yourself or better the world. And again, if you're one of the lucky people who aren't sick, isn't sick, see what you can do for some fun. All right, let me see now. Let me show you little Jeff here. Sorry, Matt, I've got a transmitter, a receiver, I got all this stuff.
Oh, you got a handful.
I am. All right, so here's little Jeff. This is a typical ventriloquist dummy. It's a semi-professional dummy, and it's the dummy that we sell on my website. He has a moving mouth, he has moving eyes, and a moving head. And the way a ventriloquist dummy works is there's a hollow body back here. And you reach inside the hollow body, and you work the different controls to make him do whatever. So let me take the head off. Ah, that's horrifying. So again, just to review, this is how a ventriloquist dummy works. It's called a head stick. The head stick, you can move the different controls and make him do all his movements. He's very, he's, you know, Matt, for $100, this is amazing what you get for $100.
I was going to say, when I was a kid, I remember those dolls with the string in the back of the neck.
Yep.
Well, this is like light years.
Sure.
As a kid, I always wanted to know how to make eyes move.
Right. Well. What's great is I designed all those mechanisms, sent them to the manufacturer, then they copied them in plastic form, and now we have this. But this is what we're getting to today. Again, this body is not that big a deal. It's basically what you call it's a box. That's all this is right here is a box. That's the body. It's a rectangular box that's sort of shaped, and that's it. And in the top is a hole, and that's where the head goes, and it's called a ball and socket movement. Let me take his clothes off like this.
Oh, my goodness.
And the reason it's called a ball and socket movement is because basically this is the socket, and then the bottom of the head is a ball. And when it sits in there like this, it just moves around and rests in that socket, and that's the way he can move his head. That's why it's a ball, so he can tilt it all around and move it freely like this. So, but again, the torso is just a rectangular box like that. So it's not that hard to build. And you can build this out of anything. And then the arms are just stuffed arms. Here we go, everyone. It's just a stuffed arm like that with a hand put on the end of it. Hey, Matt, I got a trivia question. These are arms from little Jeff. What are all these marks? Why are all these marks all over these hands? You know the answer, right, Matt?
Was that the screen used from Unhinged in Hollywood?
These are some of the, well, not just screen used, but I did that bit on stage forever where little Jeff would run across the stage and I'd get in a fight with him. Well, those are some of the hands that were on one of the ones that I used on stage a lot because his hands would get all beat all to hell when I was wrestling with him on the stage. One of my favorite bits ever.
Which, by the way, is a video on your YouTube channel if anybody wants to check it out.
It's a video on my YouTube channel. What's it called? Little Jeff something or other?
I think it's a... little JD fail or something that effect.
All right.
It's pretty easy to find. If they look the playlist from that special,
yep.
Which was Unhinged in Hollywood,
yep.
They'll find it.
All right. Now, these are completely different in size, but the little Jeff hands, I took those clay hands, scanned them, sent them to the, printed them small, sent them to the manufacturer. They made little Jeff hands from that. I took those same clay hands, scanned them, and now I'm turning them to the hands for the new guy, the new internet troll. As we said, as yet to be named. All right, so let's...
Is that the hand that you scanned and then printed from the last video?
Yes. This is the hand that I scanned and printed from the very last video that we did. We scanned it, everybody saw it being scanned, and then I printed it the other day, and it came out beautifully. It's just great.
Great.
Yeah, really, really nice.
But you only scanned one, right?
No, I scanned both of them because they're slightly different. This one, they're different positions. Whoops. Yeah, so they're slightly different. And again, as I told everybody, I'm going to end up cutting off the thumbs because he's the internet troll, and he's going to be holding a phone, and one of the movements that you're going to be able to see is his thumbs doing this. So I have to make those thumbs mechanical and go up and down. So that's going to be a challenge. I haven't quite designed the mechanism yet, but it's going to be mechanical and be able to last forever and seen by the audience and heard because he's going to clack on the plastic on the top of the phone. But the other thing is, unlike little Jeff with the torso that's flat, I want this guy to have a little bit of a gut like Bubba J does. So building the body is going to be a little more difficult. But let me just show you how simple this is. So I got a little carried away this morning. Here are going to be the sides of the torso. Very simple, just two boards. I took one of the pieces of cedar. Oh, yeah, here. This is a typical piece of cedar that came from my boy's house that I built. And there was a 2x4, and I cut it to length, 8 inches long, and then I ripped it in half on my saw, meaning I cut it, just cut it in half. So it was a 2x4 cut in half. Sanded it down. Now, here are the two sides of the torso. Very easy. Then I took the tequila box. I wanted a thinner piece, and this is some kind of pine. I think it's pine. And I just cut out the bottom, and that's going to be the bottom of the torso. But then the top of the torso, I went really nuts. I took a six by two. Is that a thing? I think a 6x2, and I actually formed some shoulders and the socket for where the head goes in, and actually carved this thing out nicely. So he's going to have shoulders like that. Now, Matt, I always look down on people that use hot glue, because hot glue is just, to me, like, has always been like a joke. But they have come so far with the glue that they make and the heat of the guns. You can still get the crummy little crafty glue guns that don't get very hot, and they have the little tiny sticks. But I got this industrial strength one here, this industrial one, the professional glue gun that gets up to 400 degrees. And when you're talking, this, Matt, this could be used for torture somewhere.
I'm actually jealous of your glue gun.
Oh, thanks. But yeah, you can dial in the temperature there, and I always crank it up to 400 degrees, because the hotter it is, the more it permeates into the pores of whatever material it is that you're trying to glue. So once you put this hot glue at 400 degrees into a porous wood, you will not get it off of there. It will stay put. But I'm just going to piece this thing together first with hot glue and then reinforce it all with wood screws. But again, that's how simple this can be. Now, Matt, I'm going to have to tilt down a little bit to show everybody how this happens. And again, it's no stinking magic. It's you don't need to see my crotch. Hold on. There we go. Okay, we're just going to look at you, Matt. All right.
Oh, perfect.
So again, here we go.
Pretty shaved.
Hold on. Okay. Audio for a second.
Are just joining us.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of questions about whether you've settled on a name yet or not.
No, we have not settled on a name. So that I'm going to wait, though, till we get this dummy build and we get the we really do get him looking like he's going to look. Again, this is going to be simple. I am just piecing this body together very, very quickly with hot glue, 400 degree hot glue, and then I'll reinforce it later with screws. And Matt, this is about as quick and dirty as you can get it building something like this. But it's great. It is going to be rock solid, and it's going to be good. And again,
here's a question. Yep. You know, I see that you're using, you know, wood and screws and things like that.
Yep.
If somebody were at home, like, you know, don't have these materials, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is like a shoebox. Could you do something with a shoebox?
Yeah. This is, like I said, it's a box with a hole in the top. That's it. I mean, you know, if you don't have all the tools to cut all this stuff, it's a stinking box with a hole in the top. That's it. So, yeah, I mean, anything can be used. And by the way, Matt, I have, I don't know what's happened to me. I think I've done this so many times that I can actually wipe 400-degree glue off with my fingers and not burn myself.
There's quite a few comments about don't burn yourself with the glue.
Yeah, I've gotten it on myself so many times, and you can't wipe hot glue off. You know that, right, Matt?
Yeah, no. I've done that, yes.
Yeah. All right. So, let's see.
TC Jesse wants to know what brand is the glue gun. Not that we're doing a commercial, but...
You know what? I think they don't make this... I don't think they make this model anymore. They make an upgraded model, but it's called Sure Bonder, and this is the Pro 450. I think I looked the other day. I think they've actually upped the model. I think it's more space-looking now, and I don't know if it goes any hotter or not. But
and how long have you had that one?
I don't know, a few years. I have one on the bus. I have one here at the workshop. I actually have three of them. I have one at the shop where the cars are. So I've got them. I actually fell in love with it. All right, here we go. Putting this together. 400 degrees. Woohoo! Okay. Highly precision work here.
Hot Daddy 7919 wants to say, wants to know, why did you not 3D print the body?
Okay, the reason I didn't 3D print the body is from your question a minute ago, Matt. I wanted to show people how to do this if they don't have a 3D printer. So I actually was going to 3D print the body. Now, I will show something I wasn't going to show before. I get it later. But when I was on 30 Rock, an episode of 30 Rock, there was a bit that we did with Bubba J and...
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin, sorry. Where Alec Baldwin actually beat up Bubba J, and I was some horrible ventriloquist in a club. And to beat up Bubba J, there had to be a stunt Bubba J. So I gave the real Bubba J to the props guys, and they copied Bubba J's body. And I had cobbled together Bubba J's body like this. And they took it and then made a mold of the entire body instead of a bunch of pieces, made a mold, and then made one fiberglass piece, which ended up being his stunt body. So after the episode, they gave me the body. And now what I want to do is, Matt, we haven't announced this yet, but Little Jeff has gone over so well that I think we're going to come up with some other ventriloquist dummies. We're going to have the peanut ventriloquist dummy for sale. I also want to do a Walter and possibly a Bubba J. We're going to have a whole line of ventriloquist dummies because people love this stuff. And what I'm going to do for the Bubba J is just scan either this body or the fiberglass body, so it's all one piece, then print it very small to the size of Little Jeff, to the size of the little Bubba J. So I just think that's going to be an easy, fun way to give to the manufacturer what they can copy then. All right, so here we have the basic box here, and again, shaved down the shoulders. And this, the reason I left this overhang here, the shoulders, is because eventually we're going to have to attach some arms on there. So the way you do that is you attach them underneath, and so now this gives a little bit better, can we see that? It gives a little bit better, a smoother overhang there instead of just, you know, putting the arms on top like this. That's no bueno. But if you put the arms, attach them underneath like this, the shoulders then flow over into the arms. And of course, on the end of the arms, we will attach these hands like this after I paint them. And now you have a hand and an arm like that.
And that arm, what's that made of?
Oh, sorry. This is just muslin, which, you know, you can use a sock. You can just take a sock. I don't like socks because they stretch too much. But then you basically make a tube out of this muslin. You can get in any store, make a tube out of it, then stuff it with this batting. This came kind of stuff that you use to stuff a stuffed toy, and stuff it in there like that, and now you've got yourself an arm. So it's just a tube.
Did you sew that yourself?
Of course I did, Matt. I am so talented. It's scary. Multi-talented. You can sew it. The reason I didn't put a joint there, an elbow joint, is because once I get the hand on there, it's going to have a joint anyway. But then, like the legs, you do want to sew a knee into it. And, oh, here's an example of one of a leg that came off one of my larger dummies. And you see the big old thigh and the calf. And now this foot, this is actually copied. I showed the McElroy dummy the other day, made in the 30s, and what they would do for feet is they would go to the kids' shoe store and get these little, what do you call them? The inserts for shoes. And way back in the days, in the 30s and 40s, they were actually wooden, the inserts that would go in the shoes, I guess for display or for, I don't know, whatever. And this is one of those. It's just a wooden foot insert, so it fits perfectly in a shoe. But for this guy, since he's going to have bare feet, I'm going to sculpt a bare foot and then scan it and then print it. So again, back to the question, why didn't I scan this and print it? Because I wanted to show people how to do this. And this is just, it's just so easy. It's a freaking cardboard, a wooden rectangle. Okay, now that's the basic shape. But how are we going to make Bubba J, how are we going to make this new guy have a gut like Bubba J? Well, this is where, this is going to be a little bit tedious, but I think this will be kind of cool if I can pull this off real quick. I have pre-bent wires in the shape of a guy with a gut. Can you see that?
Wow.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the side view. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drill a bunch of holes and start mounting these pieces in here like this. And this is just, can you see that or not, Matt? I don't know if you can.
I can, yeah.
Okay. So, and each one is shaped slightly different to go less and less and less to either side. And then I have the cross members as well that I'll go across this way. So, and then we're going to have a grid of this baling wire. And this is just baling wire. I don't know. You get to the hardware store. It's just a, hold on a second. It's this stuff right here. Easily bendable. And you just cut it with wire cutters or whatever and bend it to shape. Now, after that, I'm not going to do it today. Then I would coat the whole thing in a layer of fiberglass. But you don't have to do that. Again, we wanted to keep it simple. So let me just show you real quick how we're going to do this. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 holes marked. So we're going to do the same thing down here. So we're going to have 1, 2. Bye, Matt. Where are you going? 3.
Yeah, I'm cutting the phone off.
Oh, okay.
I made the mistake of putting my phone number online to request some information, and my phone has been...
You did what? What did you do?
I know, dude. I don't know what I was thinking. I was checking interest rates.
And you put your real phone number? You gave them your real phone number. All right, Matt, you're smarter.
Well, I didn't give them my cell number. I gave them the house number thinking I never answer the house number, but I forgot that it'll ring every time.
You're not as smart as you look, Matt.
I know. Yeah, that's what my wife said.
All right, so we've got 7 marks up here for those. And then I'm going to do 7 more. So a middle number, that means, I just want to make sure, Matt, when I'm out of frame or something, tell me. I'm doing this all by eyeball. And
yeah, no, we got a great shot of your hands there.
Okay. But I'm doing this, I'm eyeballing every bit of this, which is how I built my real helicopters, too. Not really. Yeah. Okay. So again,
here's a question that I've seen a couple of times. Paul Martin was asking, when do you come up with the voice? Because I almost in my head think that maybe while you're doing this, you're thinking about it or practicing it. Does it ever happen like that?
Yeah, I look at his face, and then it just kind of starts speaking to me, so to speak. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, maybe I should reinforce this before I start drilling on it. No, it shouldn't go anywhere.
Somebody just said you probably ought to run some screws in there before you do this.
Well, that hot glue, I'm going to run a little fillet here. Can you see it? This hot glue is amazing, I'm telling you. But I'll run a little fillet in here just to reinforce it. Honestly, with this glue, it would be hard to rip this thing apart. I will reinforce it with some screws. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do that anyway. Any questions?
Yeah, no, I was just looking. Ed Melton agrees that the glue is better than screws.
Well, you know what, let me go back on that. I think both is best because the glue will keep it from shifting because when you have screws, it will shift. Because this body gets a lot of abuse and the screws will shift, and especially in this soft wood, cedar is really soft. So it will shift and you'll get loose screws and the body will start coming loose. But if you went only with glue, it could pop loose. So to me, you do both. You do screws and the glue, and then you've got a nice rigid structure there. But yeah,
I think the extruder wants to know which of your characters is the heaviest.
I guess Ahmed is. He weighs, I don't know, 9, 10 pounds. Let me get some screws. Hold on 1 second. See what... Right. Hold on. I'm looking for screws. I know I am here somewhere. Okay. Here we go. So Ahmed is, he's actually fiberglass, and that's the reason he's so heavy, is that big giant head. It was before I had the 3D printer that I made him. And my buddy Dragon, I sculpted the clay head, and then I gave him to Dragon. And this is when I didn't want to let me tilt the camera up here. This happened after I built the very first dummy I built out of fiberglass was Walter. The very first Walter was plastic wood dough. This stuff. This is what people used to make puppets out of and dummies out of. until they changed the formula. They got rid of a lot of the acetone and a lot of the bad chemicals, and so it doesn't perform like it used to for making fully sculpted or fully a shell, a solid shell. It's not the same. I use it for repairing everything, and you know, I love plastic wood. So after being on the Best Damn Sports Show, period, on Fox Sports a number of times, little tiny Walter, the very first Walter, would be sitting next to these giant athletes, and he looked tiny. So I thought, I'm going to build a bigger Walter. So I decided to try to do it out of fiberglass. I ended up doing it one winter, closed in a garage, with the garage open only like 6 inches. And that's the first and only time, Matt, I think I've been high. And
No, the second, because when we did the head for the Ahmed Mobile.
That's true. Doing the head for the Ahmed Mobile when we were getting ready for Controlled Chaos, we ended up getting a little loopy then. But this was way worse for the fiberglass resin. And I decided after that I did not like that. I didn't like using those chemicals. And so Dragon, who is the master at all this stuff, building Hollywood props, I gave him the clay head of Ahmed that I sculpted. He then made a mold and made a fiberglass casting of the first Ahmed, gave it to me, and then I put in all the movements and painted him and all that. I have since scanned Ahmed, and I'm building a backup Ahmed. And this is an Ahmed head that was actually printed on my 3D printer. So this is just the shell, and I have to put in all the movements. But that's going to be the backup Ahmed, because there's really only one Ahmed right now. So there's that. And again, this is really great. It's solid, really great ABS plastic, straight out of the 3D printer. And the reason people asked last time, Matt, how long have I had that printer? And I said 11 years. I love that printer because it has such a large platform. Most of the platforms that you get today for printers are like 6x6x8. That thing does 10x10x12, and that's the perfect size for building a full Ahmed head. And it takes 8 days for that printer to build, to make an Ahmed head, to 3D print a head, because it's so big.
How long did it take to print those hands?
9 hours to print one hand. 9 hours to print this hand, and it's hollow. It's got about a 3/16 of an inch thick shell. All right. So, again, I'm going to eyeball every bit of this. I need a different size drill bit. Hang on. Sorry. Should have all this. What else?
So you mentioned the printer. Somebody's asking the brand of the printer.
All right. We'll go back to that. Hold on. It is called a Dimension SST 1200 ES. And I think it's still a current product. I think. But if not, they obviously have the upgraded version of it.
But and to be honest, that thing is so good.
Yeah, it's great.
Why would you upgrade?
The only thing it doesn't do is the fine, fine detail. I mean, these details are pretty good, but you can still see the striations. You can still see the layers in there a little bit. And some people want it so it's, so there's no striations. Guess what, Matt? My boys are awake and ready to play with me. So I got to hurry this up. Yep, so this is my part of the day. What time is it? 2:00. Yep, that's my...
2:00.
Yeah, we got started late here. Maybe I better forgo Let me just run a couple screws in it. Just a couple screws, just to keep it honest. So, again, eyeballing every bit of this. Whoops. Any more questions?
Let's see. Yes, Timothy Mendoza is asking about how does Bubba J's eye work, but I think it kind of applies to all of the mechanisms that are in the heads.
Yeah, I think if they go back and look at the last episode that we did a pretty good. I should have safety goggles on. Don't tell anybody. if they want to go back and look at the last episode we did, we show the inside of a really great dummy head and how the mechanisms actually work.
Yeah, it's not unlike a musical instrument. Like, when you look at it, all the triggers and stuff that are in that head, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And I built all the mechanics myself out of brass back in the day, back in the dummy that we showed you. It was during, it was just pre-World War II. Everything was built made out of steel. All right, that was going to be long enough. Let's see here. Yep, there we go. Hold on, I got to get a drill bit for the... Hang on. Okay.
Ask Caveman wants to know what kind of vintage receiver you have near you.
Oh, the receiver over there. You know, I was. It's a joke, but some when I was a kid, when, you know, and my side job when I wasn't doing the shows on weekends, I would DJ parties, and I was a big Radio Shack fan, believe it or not, and they. Tandy and Realistic actually had some pretty great machines. If you go back, you know, audiophiles will scoff at them, but there were a handful of models that were actually pretty good. I might strip that one. No big deal. Cedar is really soft wood.
Is it light?
Oh, it's really light. That's the other reason I decided to do it. It's really, really, really light, and it's really soft, and it's not great for, you know, anything significant, but for this, you know, I take really good care of the dummies. And I gotta do this on camera here.
But is there a certain, like, test that you want to a dummy, like a weight? I guess my question is, can a dummy be too light?
Yeah, you definitely want, you know, people don't know this, but in a lot of electronics that you buy, they actually will put metal weights, lead weights inside it to make sure that they actually feel significant, and because they're not. The electronics weigh next to nothing. So, yeah, you want a little bit of a heft to it.
Pamela Godshaw says, hello from New York. They're completely locked down.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You know, this is not ignoring everything that's going on. This is a diversion for everything that's going on. I'm just trying to give people something different and fun to watch and look at. And our hearts and prayers go out to everybody. It's awful. And this morning, Matt, you saw, I guess you got the text probably that in Los Angeles County now, maybe you didn't get it. We're supposed to wear masks when we go outside in public anywhere now.
I got the text.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. Hi, guys. You guys are welcome to play over there. You can come over here if you want. My guys are up from their naps. Do you have good naps? So, Matt, let me show how this this grid is done here, and then we'll call it a day real quick. But I have all these holes here that I've marked, and I'll start with a couple of these and just show how this is going to go. Are we on camera? No.
You are. And I have to applaud you for the drilling of holes before you screw things in. I'm really bad at that. I get really impatient.
Oh, you got to drill a pilot. Yeah, you got to drill a pilot hole. You end up breaking things. But this is just going to be the wires. Oh boy, my boys are starting their toys up over there.
I can hear it.
Yeah, fire engine and. All right, what else we got, Matt?
Donald Amlaw wants to know what kind of cases do you put the characters in.
The cases are actually built by Cabbage Cases, and they're kind of custom. But I have them built to the exact specs for airline carry-on, which doesn't make a lot of difference right now. And they're, you know, if you can find a carry-on that a dummy would fit in, that's the best way of doing it. But
you know what? That's interesting because I think a lot of people don't think about the travel aspect of getting the guys from place to place.
Yeah, and, you know, they've got to be carry-ons. I at least carry on the heads. So that way, if the plane doesn't, you know, if the luggage gets lost, I at least have the head and I can build a body really quickly. On the tour bus, I have a workshop. Sorry for the noise. Man, I'm swear I'm going to run through this really fast, but I think this is going to be record time. All right, so I've drilled. Have I drilled all the holes? Missing one here. So what I've done is I've drilled holes all the way around, seven here, one, and seven here, and seven here. And now what I'm going to do is I'll take the middle one here that I pre-bent and just stick in here like this, and in the bottom down here. So now one wire, we already have a shape of what that belly's going to look like. I'll put in the next outside one. Matt, tell me if you can't see it.
No, I can totally see it. It's great.
Okay.
So Jeff Ng wants to know, were you ever on the Super Dave Osborne show?
I was on the Super Dave Osborne show. I love Super Dave. Yeah, and his real name, Bob Einstein. Now, here's what people don't know. Albert Brooks is actually Super Dave's brother. Did you know that, Matt?
Oh, wow.
Albert Brooks' real name is...
I don't think I knew that.
Albert Brooks' real name is not Albert Brooks. Albert Brooks' real name is Albert Einstein.
Get out.
And there you have it. Bob Einstein is Super Dave. Albert Brooks is Bob Einstein's brother. Albert Brooks' real name is Albert Einstein.
Now, Super Dave passed away like a few months ago, maybe 6 months ago. Didn't
yeah,
he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ed Melton was also on the Dave Osborne show.
Oh, is that right? What did he do? What did
I don't know. If he responds, I'll let you know.
All right. That's great.
So here's a question that I don't know that you can answer, but it's who is your favorite character?
Yeah, my answer is always the same. It depends on the audience. I mean, seriously. It just depends on what's going over with the crowd that night. And, Matt, there's a tape from my last show that I have been very tempted to show. And it is so poignant, and it almost makes me cry when I watch it because of what happened with the audience that night. And I just had this really sinking feeling that we weren't going to be back to that for a while. And
yeah,
I
know exactly what you're talking about. That's an interesting thing. It might,
yeah, because I kept
telling... It might be a good thing to put on the internet.
I know, and I kept telling my guys, I go, my agents and managers, and I go, I don't think we're going to be back. Because it was right when stuff was getting crazy, and they're like, no, everything's going to be fine, and here we are.
Oh, Ed Melton said Super Dave made him tell a joke.
I guess he was in the audience? Yeah, all right, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Ed, what was the joke?
Can you guys still see what I'm doing?
We can.
Okay. All right. So, again, this isn't going to be perfect, because I'm trying to do this fast just to show everybody. But when you get done with this, it'll be a nice grid, and it won't be, it's not going to be perfectly sound. So what I would do after this is then I would go in and put a layer of fiberglass on it or just something like that to reinforce it. That's what I ended up doing with Walter. And yeah, I could have printed this on the printer, but do you hear all that in the background?
It's a small world.
It's the creepiest toy ever.
Yeah. So I'm getting, again, this is probably the most prevalent comment we get on these threads.
Here we go.
In relation to either Walter's wife, or are you ever going to make a female dummy?
Again, that question's answer is always the same. The only reason I don't build Walter's wife is I like leaving her to everybody's imagination. What did I do wrong here? Hold on. Okay. Is that the right? Oh, wait. No, that's the right one. Okay, good.
Oh my gosh, what is it gonna?
I don't know what that is. It's creeping me out though.
So when you shape those like metal pieces, like how specifically do you shape them, or like you're answering my question now by watching. You're just doing general shapes and then you kind of make them fit.
Yeah. And I think I'm gonna have to do a few of these again because I got a little short on some of them. I don't know how that happened. Yeah, I'm gonna have to rebend some of these. Oh my gosh.
Here's a question that we get every now and again. Riley S. is asking, whatever happened to Sweet Daddy D?
Well, Sweet Daddy D Society is what happened. Yeah. I was trying to make fun.
He's still around.
He's still around. I was trying to make fun of Prejudice with Sweet Daddy D. I wanted it to be reversed. I wanted him to make fun of me for being this goofy white guy. And, it worked in the time and place, but that today, it's just too volatile right now. Just too volatile. Because the minute you see it without hearing the act, it automatically looks offensive. But I love Sweet Daddy D. I had so much fun with him. I thought he was a great character.
Bob Miller, artist, says that she is actually Walter's wife. She's married to the OG Walter.
That's funny.
Ayana Rachel wants to know, who is your idol, Jeff?
Oh, I don't, that's tough. That's tough. I don't know. You know, I'm such a nerd. The one time I really got, like, starstruck was when I met Patrick Stewart.
Oh, did you tell that story on live?
I don't know if I did or not. And Jonathan Frakes as well. I'd met Jonathan Frakes later at a restaurant not far from here. He and his wife, Jenny Francis. And that was really cool. So I just opened up my nerd. I revealed my nerdness.
During this pandemic, did you finish watching Picard?
I did. Yeah. I can't wait for the next season. I wonder if they started taping any of it yet. Before all this happened, I wonder if they had gotten into the next season.
Maybe they just, you know, ran all the seasons together just to get them done.
Oh, no. It was only, what, 8 or 9 episodes, I think. And it was great. It was definitely a cliffhanger at the end. It's great.
Andrew Liego wants to know, how is Larry doing?
Larry's fine, but I moved on to the twins. And then this guy is going to be the next new guy in the show. So, Matt, you can pretty much see what's going on here.
Absolutely.
Right? And then what I'll do is I'll tie a few of these together or solder them. I think I'll tie them together with safety wire from my days of building aircraft. And the safety wire is really bendable and easy. And what I will do is I will take it and take the wire and just tie the where they cross the cross members together. That stupid song.
It's awesome. It's very bizarre. It's like an alternate universe. Kid Gamer 101 wants to know, have you ever accidentally deleted a 3D model?
Oh, no, because I back them up 3 times. Yeah, I back them up 3 times on 3 different... I put one on the computer, one on the stick, and one in the printer itself. Woo, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to do a little... 3 pieces I got to remake here. Not a big deal. It's so funny, these
You're saying the song is creepy.
Yeah, it is, because it's a fire engine that Jack got for Christmas, and, of course, it comes with the radio built into it. And 2 of the songs are American, and 3 of them are some kind of Japanese, like, what the hell is that? Some kind of Japanese kids' songs.
I would almost guarantee you that they're rights-free, so we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. All right.
All right, here's a good question. Yep. J.A. Cole wants to know, have you ever thought about doing your own stand-up show without the character?
Yeah, you know, Matt, you know this. I do my own stand-up the first 30 minutes of the show, and I love it. I have fun with it. But, you know, there's too many guys that are great stand-ups, and what I have is such a unique... you know, some kind of niche thing going on that why would I want to do anything else? You know, I'll do the stand-up just for stand-up's sake, but I love this. And there's not
but
many
you know,
people...
The thing is, I think a lot of people aren't aware that in your live shows that you do 45 minutes of stand-up. And, you know, generally on Comedy Central, just for time, usually they just edit the character stuff.
Right. Yep. I do. I used to do 45 minutes. Now it's like I've narrowed it down to 30 minutes. But, and this is so creepy, going this long without doing a show. I have never gone this long without doing a show.
I was going to ask, when was the last time you went this amount of time without a live audience?
Never. I don't think I've ever gone a month. I went 1 month, and that's when Audrey and I got married. So just a little bit of what I'm doing here. Some of these wires aren't sticking in there because they're pulling, which is good because that means that the mesh is tight. So I'm just using a little bit of a industrial strength super glue here and then kicking it with a kicker, and it'll stay in the hole.
Samantha Smuts wants to know, if you weren't doing this for a career, what would you be doing with your life?
I don't know. I was a helicopter pilot for fun, so... That might be something. But yeah, I got my helicopter. I got my.
You were gonna sniff the glue.
I got my pilot's license back when I was in college, and that's when I built my first real helicopter, and flew those for almost 30 years, I think. Yeah, built and flew my own helicopters for that long, and it's a real helicopter, just experimental.
John Simpson wants to know, would you ever do a talk show with the characters?
You know, other guys have tried that, and Matt, we have tossed that idea around, and if the characters were used as a as only in special occasions, like with special guests or doing certain bits, that, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Absolutely. That's Jack. Jack, what are you doing over there? All right, so it's getting there. Oh, and I have one more wire to go. I'm going to have to get one real quick, a longer one. Ouch. And that's Jack as well. Okay, one more long wire, and I think we got this. And I almost spilled this super glue into my laptop. Put it over there. All right, so basically, now what we have is this grid. And what are you laughing at?
And just the music, some of the comments about the music are really kind of funny. It's really, it just, it kind of, it summarizes this whole experience of working with, from home and with everything that's going on. It's just very kind of, it's very appropriate. I just think it's funny.
Yeah. Yep.
James Grant says that you should be on Crank Yankers.
Crank Yankers. Oh, yeah. I think that all those are in the can, though. You know, I was on, what's his name, show?
Corolla?
Yeah, I was on Corolla's show right after they had finished taping all those. And I'm like, hey, you know, Adam, I do voices. Did you know that?
I do characters. I do voices.
Maybe you guys could have me on that show. He was like, he was pretty funny. They'd finished taping all the episodes, though. So, like,
and you just did a podcast with Mark Maron. Do you know when that comes out?
Oh, I do not. Yeah, and that was right before they started clamping down. Nobody goes anywhere, and I was actually surprised he had me over to his studio. So hopefully neither one of us were sick.
Oh, and if anybody reads Variety, you're in that article this week about comedians that are doing what we're doing right now from your house.
Yep. I haven't. Okay, good. So Matt, you said it was good, right?
Yeah.
I'm always afraid to read my own press, honestly. The author was great. She was really, really great. And I'm afraid to read my own press.
So here's a question. JRS wants to know, and it's a question for me, but you can answer it. Is what is my job with Jeff?
We don't know.
Kind of hard to answer, really.
I'm sticking some hot glue on here just because I'm in a hurry. La, 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 la. Oh, my gosh.
So, Push Bike Cam says it's like a horror movie in the background. I'm thinking of The Exorcist or something.
That's about right. I know, when we got that toy. Oops, what did I knock over? Oh, nothing. What's that?
Dean Bunnell wants to know, have you ever had a mechanical failure on any of the characters during a live performance?
Nope, and I've talked about that before, and it's because when I was in college, I started building and flying radio-controlled helicopters. And then eventually, at the end of my college career, I found the kit for the real helicopter and graduated to building real helicopters and flying them. And in doing that, you get an appreciation for what building reliable mechanics that don't wear that work very freely and that won't break. So I have a very good discipline of building things and having a good eye from experience of what's going to last and what is a little iffy. And Achmed, it's been now what, 11 years and however many hundreds and thousands of hours on stage, I've never opened them up. All right, look at that.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. So there's the shape of the body, and this guy's going to have a tummy. And like we said before, when I move the thumbs, when I make the thumbs mechanical, he's going to be able to bring his phone up like this and go like this. And then when he's talking to me, it's going to go down like this, and it's going to actually, his hands are going to actually rest on his tummy like that. So I love this,
you know,
Matt.
It occurs to me with the way that this is built.
Yep.
If that phone is on his belly, you've kind of created a great space to put whatever contraption to move those thumbs.
Well, the mechanism is going to be built into the arm. So I will have to control it from inside here. Oh, here, let's show what the head looks like here.
Yeah, see how it's kind of all coming together.
Yeah. So this is all coming together like this. And there he is. And actually, the size will be pretty great. Because he's going to have, I always believe in a slightly bigger head than and a smaller body, because that's always comical. It's always funny. But I think this is a good size for this guy.
Yeah, that belly's about right, too. It's pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And see, the head, now this moves around in here, and it moves on the ball and socket. And there he goes. And when he's looking at his phone, he'll be looking down like this. And then he'll look up. Like this.
And do you have to worry about that contact point between the neck and the shoulder piece?
Yeah, if it's wrong, I'll adjust it. Let's see. I haven't done this yet. Let's see if this looks about right. Yeah, he's looking at his phone right there. Right? Matt?
Yeah, it's great. And actually, somebody just asked, had you finished the hands? And
yeah.
The answer is not yet.
Yeah, well, they're not finished. No, I haven't done the thumb yet. What do you think, Jack?
But that's great that in just the amount of time since we did this last, you printed two hands and now we've got a body.
Yep. Yes. There he is. Oh, like for sure, man. I'm not sure about my voice yet. And it's tough, Matt. I have so many characters and I have one voice, so you have to make sure they're different enough. Like, yeah.
Now, do you ever, go and, because you're sort of basing this character on kind of a stereotype or an archetype.
Yep.
Do you ever do any research for that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Especially when they're characters that aren't inside of me. Like when I was doing, I understand Bubba J. I understand Peanut. I understand Walter. Ahmed, the dead terrorist. I understand getting angry. I don't understand wanting to kill people. But when it came to Sweet Daddy D, the African-American character, and Diane, the female character, I had to do a lot of research because I don't have any experience in those areas. So, this guy, though, I'm going to be talking to some younger folks, talking to my daughters. What's he going to care about? Hey, Jack, where'd James go? He went inside. All right. Well, Matt, I think that does it for the torso today. So in the next couple of days, I'm going to be working on, next time we come back, I will have the body fully built. I'll probably have a layer of fiberglass on this. But I think that's pretty good for sitting here for 45 minutes and building that thing from stuff laying around in the garage.
Yeah,
and again,
right.
A layer of fiberglass over this just to keep it, because this is isn't exactly strong, but it's a perfect shape.
Yeah, that's really, really cool.
Great. All right, and again, thank everybody for... I see my poor thumb there. The thumb that can withstand 400 degrees of a hot glue gun. I never throw anything away. This is my buddy, Kelly Asbury's. We went to Disneyland, and Matt, you got sick. You weren't able to go with us. We went to Disneyland and we went to the Star Wars area at Disneyland, and these are the Diet Coke. He got a Coke one and I got a Diet Coke. This is actually the bottles that they in the Star Wars area. They're like bombs. Wait, they're bombs?
Oh, that's awesome.
Aren't mines. They're mines? I don't know what they are. But yeah, this
or
is what
grenade
they
of some
grenade, who knows? But yeah, they made a deal with Coke and this is what you get your Diet Coke and your Coke in. Couldn't throw
I'd
it
like
away.
Like to have been in that boardroom meeting.
Yeah, no kidding. Guys, so there we go. There's the body for the new guy. We don't know his name yet. Just keep watching, and if you like, hang around for stuff like this and asking questions. Matt will always be here, and we'll keep having fun with this. So stay safe, keep well. I hope everybody's okay out there. And again, like I always say, we'll get through all this. All right, thanks for joining us. Thanks for helping out, Matt. All right.
Oh, absolutely, anytime.
All right, see you guys.